One of the difficulties, I think, in our understanding of how Catholicism is lived out here and the rules and regulations of being Catholic, and then how maybe Rome and Roman understanding of the law differs from ours, causes a little difficulty in the way we look at things. Because, see, one of the things I remember is that we have laws in our faith, and laws in the Jewish faith, and laws as the way Rome understands it, but we have this thing called dispensations from the law, that there are reasons why we would be excused from following this. And when I'm dealing with young people, one of the things I realized, just it was so obvious to me when I experienced that, is that we always say, like, if there is a red light, now the purpose of the red light is to direct traffic at an intersection. When there's lots of cars, who has the right of way? To keep order. But it seems like if there are no cars around, why would you need to follow the red light? Because the purpose of the red light is to give direction there. So we say, but in the United States, our understanding of the law is that everybody follows the law regardless, and there's no excuse for not doing it. So if it's 1 o'clock in the morning and I was coming back from my second shift when I was working at Hannaford, and I'm stopped at a red light and it's 1 o'clock in the morning, there's not a car around, I need to sit there at that red light until it turns green, because it's against the law to pass the red light. And if I pass the red light, a police will come and give me a ticket. And I can say to the police, but there's nobody around. Why do I need to follow the red light? It's because that's the law, and everybody follows the law. And then I'm in Italy, and everybody stops at the red light, and then when there are no cars around, they start passing the red light. And I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a second. You can't pass the red light. I'm watching them all pass the red light. They all stop. They see that there's no cars around. Nobody's trying to cross the street. So all these motorinos start passing the red light, and the police aren't arresting them. And I'm like, you need to at least stop them and give them a ticket. And they said, well, no, because the purpose of the light is for traffic, and there's no traffic coming in the opposite direction, right? So therefore, they're free. Now, if there had been an accident, it would be the fault of the person who didn't follow the light. And then, as we're studying canon law, one of the things we realize is dispensations are part of our faith. So this is the rule, but then whoever has the competent authority can dispense one from following it. And that is hard for us to understand, because we don't like people giving dispensations. Everybody follows the law in the United States. That's the way we have been formed. So when someone has, you know, a fasting, it's so hard for us. We need to fast an hour before receiving communion. But then I go to someone's home and to bring communion, and they did not know I was coming, and they just had a piece of toast. And they're like, I can't eat now because it's the law. And I said, I know, but I'm coming here to bring you communion. You're a shut-in. I can dispense you from that because you didn't know. I know you love the Eucharist. I know you have your life. I can dispense you of that law because I'm giving you communion, and I need to move on to someone else who I got to give communion to. Like, no, that's, I can't eat it. I mean, I think it's better that you receive communion, right? Because you didn't know. You're not intentionally kind of violating laws and doing what you want. The good of it is for you to maintain a sense of reverence before receiving communion. And that's one of the disciplines we have in the church. But disciplines can be dispensed of. It's the same thing with having mass, you know, I mean, for weddings. You know, there are dispensations for weddings. The idea is everybody gets married in a church. Every Catholic gets married in a church before the altar, because it's one of the sacraments. But if I'm in a little church and that only fits 30 people, 40 people, but yet there are 150 people coming to Mass, I can dispense them from, or ask the bishop, a dispensation so that we can have the Mass outside because I have 150 people in a church that only fits 30. So we'll have it. Can we have it outside? However, I have the basilica where there are room for 1,000 people, and I have 30, and people say, well, he had it outside, therefore I want it outside. I said, well, no, because the law is it's inside, but and you have more than enough space to fit, so the goal is to maintain the good. I bring that all up, and of course, it's hard for them to understand, because if she gets to have it outside, then I get to have it outside. But it's different And that's a different kind of approach because we have what's called precedent as opposed to dispensation for the good. Anyway, I share that with you because here we are dealing with the Sabbath, you know, and that was hard because, you know, the Jewish people, they, everywhere, why are you doing what is unlawful? However, it says that they were eating them, you know, and because they were hungry, and Jesus is there and can dispense of the Sabbath rule because of a greater reason, and that's hard for people to understand. You must follow the rule no matter what, rather than understanding the faith behind the rule that allows those in competent authority to dispense of something for a good reason. And that's been a part of our faith all the time, in being able to dispense. There are some things we can't dispense of because they're part of faith, but certainly issues of discipline are things you can dispense of for valid reasons. Maintaining the good is always the goal as well, or the purpose of this, which is saying, look, I'm the Lord of the Sabbath. I can dispense of this from them because I'm the one who instituted the Sabbath. I have that. And parents do that all the time with their children anyway, you know, where they dispense children from certain requirements and other children, they keep the requirement. But it's hard for us in the faith. And I share that only because when our approach to the faith is always, especially when we're dealing with the rules and the laws of our faith, the rules and the laws of religious communities, rules and laws of priestly life, is that we understand that these are to preserve a certain good. But when something else happens that threatens that, for whatever reason, then competent authority and good reason allows for a change, just for an exception or what we call a dispensing of that law for a certain purpose. But for us, I have a hard time with it because then we sort of feel it's unfair if I have to follow it and he does not. So we see Jesus making this dispensation for the Sabbath, and knowing that these are issues of faith, of discipline, and of living them out, that they're not God himself, and that God has the ability to do that, and he's given that authority to certain people. And so that's our approach, hopefully, to all aspects of our faith, because we can turn the things of God into God, and sometimes love them more than the God they were supposed to point us to.